Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Via Hemp, let's talk about it. Via Hemp offers THC and non-THC craft cannabis experiences. Now, I love a non-THC option when it comes to your overall wellness. I'm talking sleep aid, maybe anxiety if you have that. Well, that's where Via comes into play. And did you know even a non-THC option, if you're doing fertility or IVF, can be helpful? Look into that. Well, Via is incredible. You got to be 21 plus. You can get 15% off with my exclusive code TSFS when you go to viahemp, viahemp.com. They have all kinds of lifestyle products. And like I said, the best part is with the THC or without, so you don't have the buzzy. Don't you love my cannabis lingo? I mean, the buzzy. Anyway, yeah, I'm unique. What can I say? Look, order now. You're going to love Via Hemp. Use the code TSFS to receive 15% off and a one-time free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code TSFS at checkout. Support the show. Tell them I sent you and enhance your everyday life with Via Hemp. All right, everybody, welcome to Rewatching Sister Wives. We're starting at the beginning while we wait for the end, which could be coming soon. A lot of people calling for the cancellation now with the tragic passing of Garrison Brown. A lot of people want the show canceled. And with the rumor out there that Sister Wives has continued to film through his passing. That one, you know, this is their full-time jobs, guys, and 14 years. Probably one of the longest running reality shows, you know, at least in current history for sure. It would be hard for me. I'm not on social media. That seems to, many of you listening to this have lost a sibling, a child. It is the worst thing ever to bury your kids prior to you. So I think it would be hard to go on. And that is unconfirmed from a family member. It does look like it's happening, though. So I don't think the show is going to be canceled. And prior to this, we already knew seasons 19 and 20 were in the can. But let's go back to season one. Season one, episode 5, First Wife's Anniversary. First Wife's 20th anniversary. And the first wife we know is Mary. Oh. Can we like take a second and like soak this in? From season one, where they all liked each other. They were all rooting for Mary. And now none of them speak to her. So, you know, I mean, I think Robin does. Robin, at least at last we heard, you know, the old Rob dog, she loved her some Mary, sort of. They talked here and there, but they weren't like BFFs, even though in Robin's mind from season 18, they were besties, and she couldn't believe Mary was moving back to the bed and breakfast, and wouldn't Mary be back? Well, anyhow, at least in this season one, you know, things were great. Things were not great. And really what you think about from 2010 when this show started to 2023 when Mary left, or 2022-ish when Mary left Cody, it's a long time. Because we find out in this episode that they were having a lot of issues in their marriage. Things were off. Mary is visibly like crying and upset about Robin coming into it, feeling jealous, feeling as though Cody doesn't spend as much time with her, even though he has booked them this very romantic. They go to Mexico together. They film on their phone their vacation together. But prior to that, he takes her to this high-end exclusive restaurant for their 20th wedding anniversary. So we'll get to all that because that's sort of the second half of the episode. And really, the episode starts with the infamous clattering. Yes, the clattering. So much drama about the clattering. It's a good time to be watching season one. And the clattering drama is in season 18. We know that Robin and Cody have David Yurman. And this is current. This is currently. David and Robin and Cody have David Yurman, those horse rings. They have matching horse rings, and the clattering is out the window. And Cody infamously says in season 18 in the barn dominium, where he wants to build a barn dominium, he wants to store all his trucks and cars and four-wheelers in the bottom and Mary live up above, like putting a horse out to pasture. Like, okay, I think that's what they did with Seabiscuit after, you know, Seabiscuit won the Triple Crown. We'll put you out in the barn. So They now wear these infamous David Yurman, much higher end than the clattering. But we see this episode where Janelle, Christine, Mary go and shop for a clattering for Robin. And Janelle actually steps in because the initial one that they picked was like $130. And Janelle's like, that's a little high. That's a little high. You got something a little, I'm looking for the clattering that you find on the boardwalk in New Jersey, down at the Jersey Shore, you know, in one of the, I'm looking for the $20 one. Okay. So, and Janelle, they do a confessional after, and she goes, sorry, but I have to be the one to keep the budget in check. And that ain't a part of our budget to go 132. I mean, so at least they've elevated a lot. I mean, when episode one started, they had no money. Well, episode five. When episode five started season one, they were scraping together the cash. Not so much anymore. They're doing pretty well. So the infamous clatter ring happens. The three women pick out the ring for Robin to invite, you know, Robin to the family so she feels great. And they end up settling on one. And $100 was too much, so they end up getting one even cheaper. And, you know, I do have to say, I really did love, this is a side note, I really loved the home, the original home that they had where they shot this show. Now, of course, they end up leaving Utah at a period of time because they, you know, they end up having various, like, they go to Vegas for a while, which, you know, is infamously where everyone feels as though the whole show or the whole family kind of falls apart, right? But in the meantime, now they're in Utah. And I loved that house because it's almost two houses or a little bit even like three homes, I think, because Mary, I think, sort of lives in the center in one. And I love it. I love the setup. They each sort of have their own homes and they're all under one roof. They're making it work. They've been together for years in this sister wives situation. The home, I think, is really cool. I love the layout. Feels very homey and warm. Of course, we know when they leave, things like go to hell. Janelle, the other big moment in this first half is Janelle confesses that she's not comfortable talking about sister wives in public. Often people ask her, you know, oh, tell me, are you married? And instead of saying, yeah, I'm in this polygamous sister wife situation, she goes, yeah, I'm married and I have sisters. So she refers to the other women as sisters so she can avoid the conflict, because in their area of Utah, sounds like a lot of people accept it and then a lot of people judge it, which is so weird because to me, I've always thought of polygamy as synonymous with Utah. I guess people have judgment everywhere you go, but I would think, I would have thought in Utah, she'd feel comfortable telling everybody, oh yeah, we're polygamous. I've got two other sister wives and a third on the way, honey. Like there's four of us. I would have thought in Utah, that is the place where you would feel comfortable letting it all loose. We're part of that P tribe. She apparently is not. Then we have this very intimate moment, which I thought was also great. And I wish we saw more of this side of Cody. When did Cody switch? That's what I want to know from you guys. What season did Cody switch? Because Cody has a very intimate conversation with Mariah, who is now Leon. Mariah at the time of the show, who's like a junior senior in high school. And she's in public school and she doesn't want to go to public school anymore because she doesn't like it. Feels like maybe there's a little bit of bullying going on or she doesn't feel like she fits in. And she wants to go to this Christian polygamy school, which is homeschool kids, but they've almost created their own school, you know, which is very popular. I have family members that do this in Maine, not part of the Mormon sect, but hardcore Catholics. And they all get together with other homeschool kids. So she wants to go there. And Cody seems actually quite reasonable in this episode and says, no, I don't think that's a good idea. You want to go, because she says, I want to go to Annapolis, the Naval Academy. I want to join the Navy. I want to go to the Naval Academy in Annapolis. Very hard to get into. I've also had family members that have gone there, incredibly prestigious. I mean, I have 27 first cousins. I'm almost like a polygamist, but my mom was one of 10, so that all from the same guy, but it's we're getting the same vibes. You know what I'm saying? So I've had cousins, many cousins that have gone to Annapolis Naval Academy, very, very prestigious and relatively tough to get into, I believe, unless your legacy, which means your parents went, that probably gives you a little bit more sway. So Mariah expresses she wants to go there. And Cody very reasonably says, I think you need to stick it out in public school. Most of the kids that go to this Christian academy only get GEDs. And if this is really your goal to go to Annapolis, you know, Naval Academy, you've got to have your grades up. You got to be in school. You got to really get that diploma. And they both start to cry, which was very there's a lot of ominous things, I think, in this season. First of all, Mary's very emotional in this episode. I think because deep down, women always have great intuition. She probably knows this is the beginning of the end. Was she and Cody? And Mariah and Cody sort of look into each other's eyes like father and daughter. And I think it's she's growing up. He knows she's going to be leaving. He's emotional for her. I think very caringly that he doesn't want her to be hurt at school, but he wants her to have goals and dreams. And it seems like a very loving, in-tune father moment. At this stage of the game, I'm like, great dad. Great dad, great family. Hello, I'm on the polygamy train. Cody says he believes in her. He tells her how proud he is of her. And that's when he starts to cry. So such a beautiful moment. And then when they go to end this scene, Mary says, oh, that was so nice. I'm so glad this went well. This was sort of the surprise we wanted to talk to you about. And he goes, oh, I thought you were going to tell me you were pregnant. Ugh. Punch in the gut to me. I obviously, you know, I'm trying my second round of IVF here at 42 and trying to have another healthy baby. Very hard. Very hard. So I take it a little bit as he's always, I think, jabbing Mary a little bit about when are you going to do something? When are we going to do something about getting you pregnant? And we learn more about that in this episode as well. Okay, so that felt like a little bit of a punch in the gut. We're introduced to Cody's hair. The next phase is their infamous date at this very famous Utah restaurant that looks like a little mini castle. I loved so much action in this episode. Loved everything about it. So they're getting ready. Mary looks so great. You know, she looks just adorable. She's in a little dress that's blue and white. And Cody's getting ready. And we're really introduced to Cody's hair, which has throughout the years, as some of you Uber fans know, been dubbed the fifth wife because Cody loves his hair. And we find out why. It's a little personal to him because all of his brothers are bald. He's sort of going bald because we see the receding hairline, but he's managed to keep his hair, and he is very proud of that. He loves it. He puts mousse in it and gel and sort of flips his hair down and back up, dips it around. He's thrilled to have that hair, honey, and fusses with it for a while. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com. And tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavored. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. We know later on, of course, he loves to use a flat iron. Flat iron that, yes. So he's very proud of the hair. And then finally we find out that Mary and Cody have been having trouble in conceiving. We knew this anyway from episode one, but we get into more of what's going on, of Mary's trying to conceive. And Mary has unexplained infertility. Now, this breaks my heart a little bit because this was 14 years ago. IVF, all these things have advanced. And we do hear in this, there was IVF in 2010 when this was shot. We do hear Cody say, I think we should move forward with IVF. Very interesting, by the way. So in the Mormon religion, anybody listening to this that's a Mormon, is IVF considered a sin? Because I didn't realize this, but in hardcore Catholicism, you know, I'm a Catholic. I'm a Catholic through and through here. I've tried other religions because when the Catholic Church, all the scandal came to light of all the sexual abuse and the moving of the priests, I just was like, ugh, I don't want to be a part of this. So over the years, I've tried other religions and nothing seems to stick. I think what you're raised with, I love a mass. I love the quietness, the music, the ritual. So I'm still a Catholic, and I just I object. You know, I stand up and say, I mean, they're beginning to accept gay marriage and stuff, but I just argue with them when they go into it. And then they're like, don't argue with me. Actually, no one said that, ever said that to me. No priest. Well, one priest did when we were getting married. He did say, we do not believe in gay marriage. And he was teaching a group of us, because you have to go through these marriage courses, if you will, to get married in a Catholic church. So he said, we don't believe in gay marriage. And if you'd like to debate or discuss that, you can stick around. I didn't stick around because I thought, it's legal. It's going to be legal. And if this church is going to survive, eventually they're going to have – gay people have been going there for 1,000 years, for God's sakes. I mean, half the priests are. So, I mean, come on. Enough about that. What I was getting to is, in the Catholic Church, hardcore Catholics do not believe in IVF. It's like, what God intended for you is what you get, okay? You don't mess around with any of it. I don't believe in that. I think God created these amazing IVF doctors and scientists, and God helps those who help themselves. If you can do it, you have this option. You want a child, you keep moving forward, you're going to have a healthy baby. Okay. But in Mormonism, do they don't have any objections to IVF? Because Cody's all about getting IVF. And in 2014, we know or 2010, Mary had gone to doctors, specialists. No one could figure out what was going on. And we see, as they get ready to go on their romantic dinner and then on their trip, their 20th anniversary trip, they're having problems in their marriage. And one of the big discussions for them is this: are we going to have another child because time is running out? So at least we know the backstory of Mary's unexplained infertility. Now, Mary also brings up at the dinner that she has jealousy issues, and actually creates a scenario where she says to Cody, how would you feel if I took on another husband? And I had two husbands. And Cody says, it would make me sick. It would make me sick. Meanwhile, he's got four. So, and he does acknowledge, again, I think he's likable. He's a little quirky at this point. He's dorky. And he says, no, I understand. I understand how hurtful this is to you. I know how awful this is. If it was the other way, I would feel absolutely sick to my stomach. Then they have this gorgeous dinner. They get deep. She says she stays for her entire family. All of the babies she considers hers. He apologizes that heartbreak happens in this process of polygamy, and declares his love for her. And she's crying. I thought it was like a beautiful scene. They're at this dinner. They're looking into each other's eyes. And you think to yourself, all right, what? Still, I think this. I mean, huge achievement to be married to the same person for 20 years. So they really seem to have this. They have a conflict. They have repair. In that scene, I thought, this is like a healthy, really good relationship. And he seems really into Mary. At this point, the only person, of course, because I've fast-forwarded ahead, we all have seen season 18, that he doesn't seem super into, although was very attentive to her when she had Truly, is Christine. That's the only one you see a little bit, I think. But at this point, he seems very much in love with Mary. Then they head off to Mexico. And Christine says that being in a polygamist relationship, they're very supportive of Mary, and that anniversaries and birthdays are absolutely key, because this is time alone with Cody, and it is very difficult to get time alone with Cody, I'm sure. I mean, he has multiple children at this point, and they have 14 or something, 13, I believe, and then they're going to get three more with Robin, and then they have two more. So anyhow, it's anniversaries and birthdays are a huge deal. Christine makes it known in the polygamy sect. Then they go on vacation to Mexico, and it's shot by home video, right? Home video, like their cell phone video. They don't have a camera crew at this point, no budget. Although fast forward to season 18, this show is like a monster multimillionaire show. They still have zero. I mean, the budget for the cameras is actually just as bad as 2010 as season one. Are they drinking, by the way, in Mexico? Or are these mocktails? Because I thought they didn't drink alcohol until recently. But it looks as though they're at the resort bar, sitting there having a cocktail. And that is when Cody brings up to Mary, and he says, I think that we should start IVF. And he sort of starts to tear up again, cry. And he says, this is it. This is like the breaking point. And he talks about the miscarriage stuff. And the miscarriage stuff hits me. You know, they got pregnant and then a little beyond the first trimester, they lost the baby. And Mary does not really have any interest in IVF. I'm so curious. I really want to interview Mary. I want to interview every single individual on this show. But does Mary have any regrets about that? Does she wish she'd gone back and done IVF? She doesn't seem that into it. And I was curious why. Was she didn't think it would work, afraid of it? Why? But she's not really that into it. And Cody seems to kind of still press her and says that he hasn't been told no in a strong enough way yet to completely give up. He wants to keep trying that they have a child together. And that's kind of how the episode is left. I was also thinking too, well, the episode leaves, you know, they get back from Mexico and then we tease what's coming up the rest of the season. But I was also thinking to myself, could I go on vacation without my children? Actually, I think I could when they were Mariah's age, because Mariah at this point is like 16, 17. She's going to be a senior in high school or is a senior. So, okay, then I could. But right now with my three-year-old son, there's no way I could go on a week-long vacation to Mexico with my husband and enjoy it. Is that good for our marriage? How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller-driven. You know, I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at hero.co. Is that healthy for our marriage? I don't know. Probably not. Probably not. Here's my birth control pills that I'm going to be – I'm starting IVF, actually. So I have to start taking my birth control pills tonight. Little reminder there. Interesting for me personally that I'm starting IVF. They're conversing about IVF. Anyhow. And Mary lives for her family. She says that she loves the other children. She'd be so sad and lost if it was just the three of them, meaning Cody, Mary, and Mariah. She loves the sister wives, loves the whole thing, but recognizes how hard it is. Love it. I think this episode gave us every single thing you could possibly want in a show. I like human conflict. I like when things seem real in a reality show. I like when there's dilemma. I enjoy resolution. I enjoy emotion. It had everything. And I think for me, it had a deeper meaning of what polygamy is like. The good, like Mary said, I'd be so lost. I'd feel so alone if I didn't have you and all these children and my sister wives. Yet she's conflicted about IVF and having another one of her own. And also she's conflicted about Robin coming into the marriage and how emotional she is about the old Robster. I loved it. So good. This and Truly's birth, epic. At this point in the show, I would love to talk to producers. Did they know they had a hit on their hands by episode 5? Was that good? That good. Okay, be sure to be on my Reddit, reddit.com/r/thesarahfrasershow. We do recaps of the show there, discussions. You can talk about what you like, what you dislike. Oh, and tomorrow on the podcast, I am doing an Ask Me Anything. So if you want to post that on Reddit or on my Instagram, I haven't done an AMA and a reset in a while as to who I am, more about my show, but you can certainly ask me anything about my marriage, my work situations, drama with people, David Yontif, my husband. AMA tomorrow on TSFS. Bye, everybody.